Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Nijay, 35-year-old man, was arrested after he flew into fits of rage at a Dunkin' Donuts in New York City.
This is Dunkin'.
Nope, to me it's Dunkin' Donuts. You know how I am on these things. It's still Deer Creek, it's still the Hoosier Dome, and it's still Dunkin' Donuts.
The Hoosier Dome doesn't even exist anymore.
This guy was mad because he wanted 6 pumpkin donuts, but they only had 5 to sell him, so he freaked out, started threatening the guy, and now he's facing 7 years in prison.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Fat Alvin Bragg will make him do all 7 years. He'll be out on the. I'm sure he's out walking around right now.
They're real tough on bad guys in New York, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of like in Indianapolis.
So this brings us to great moments in Dunkin' Donut history.
Is there such a thing?
This is the viral video of the Dunkin' Donuts customer who thought that a dozen was 50.
I want 50. I need more. 50. That's what a dozen is, not 12. You don't understand the English.
12 is a dozen.
I want more than 12.
You don't need to be rude.
That's incredible. I don't know that I've heard that one.
Great moments in Dunkin' Donut history. This is the employee at Dunkin' that went viral for giving a dollar to a woman in honor of MILF Monday.
Thank you. What was the dollar for?
Oh, for the holiday today.
Oh, what's
yeah. It you follow? Did you check your app?
No.
You should have got the MILF Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. So you get the dollar. We're just like here at Dunkin'. We're trying to give back to like our local MILFs on Mondays now.
Very funny. Cute though.
No, I'm serious.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too, mommy.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's a little sketchy.
She didn't seem too bothered
by
it, though.
No, she didn't. She didn't. You get the wrong woman. You get the wrong Karen in, though, and I probably wouldn't blame her.
And lastly, great moments in Dunkin' Donut history, WWE superstar The Rock.
Well, The Rock has one question for you. Do you like donuts? What's your favorite donut?
Jelly.
Oh, you like jelly? Well, jelly's a good one. The Rock says this, when you leave here, go down to Dunkin' Donuts, get the biggest jelly donut you can find.
Oh, no.
Hold that jelly donut up, squeeze all the jelly out, squeeze all the jelly out, and then turn that some sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass.
Great moments in Dunkin' Donuts history.